Geek Radio Daily coming at you with a little special episode. Finally getting together and getting some of these interviews from the wonderful Starfest convention in Denver, Colorado. You really got to come out and hang out with us next year. It's a fantastic time. Thanks to the good folks at Jonja.net for letting us have the room, being press, and talking to a bunch of really cool people and showing us everything that the Starfest convention has to offer. And uber special thanks to Dave from ScreenGeeks.com for being the sound man and trying to keep all these things running the way they should. And now talking to a man that you know well, although you may not recognize his face. He was Howard the Duck. He was Admiral Akbar, the one and only puppet master himself, Mr. Tim Rose.
Billy Flynn with Geek Radio Daily talking to Tim Rose, a man that you may not know, but yes, you do. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me today. I do appreciate this. Master puppet, or should I call you a puppet master? Because that has a devious, evil connotation to it.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that film Magic or something.
Ooh, kind of like that. As someone that's created characters that people that listen to my show, obviously, love and adore and have grown up with all their life, how do you find the character inside each one of these different puppets that you have worked?
Well, it all depends on where you start from with it, what you're being offered, you know, whether they just have a concept for it or whether you get given a full set of drawings for it or whatever. But you find when you're working with it that his personality will come out and tell you who he should be. You know, just by, say, the shape of the head or the mouth or whatever, when you look at it, you have to believe what you're looking at. And certain sorts of voice just would look entirely unrealistic with that character, and other ones just look like they would naturally come out of that. So you learn what voice he would have just by looking at it and believing, you know, trying different voices and then believing what you see when you see it on the monitor.
Now, do you find working with puppets would be easier than just to be in front of the camera just yourself? Do you find it a more liberating experience to be able to, they're not seeing me do this?
Yeah, I did my Q&A yesterday, and I asked them, could I have a puppet, please? I much prefer to let the puppet do the talking.
Which puppet would you prefer to have at the panel for you?
Oh, Salacious.
Salacious?
Salacious Crumb. He was definitely my alter ego. He did all the things I'd never dare do myself.
Throw things, leer at people. They even brought you in for the Super Nintendo version of the game to do some vocal work for Salacious Crumb, which was amazing back at the time. Oh, yeah, it's on your pay. It's on your resume. That or they just stole it from the movie and never paid you for it. If so, they owe you some royalties.
No, this is very interesting to know because, yes, I have never been paid anything.
Really? Okay. Well, Nintendo, you got to get with the man. One of the most underrated movies of all time that you've worked on, Return to Oz.
Yes.
How was that? Did that come up and you're like, absolutely, I want to do this? Or?
You should have been in my Q&A yesterday. Cause
I should have.
Oh. I think it took about 20 minutes to tell that story. I think he'd be going like that.
Oh, well, that's it. You know, we do cliff notes. We are very short attention span people. We're fine. We can do that.
What would you like to know about Return to Oz?
What was your favorite part of working on Return to Oz?
Well, the TikTok character, I guess. I had great fun doing him.
So. It was very fun seeing TikTok the way that I had always sort of pictured. I mean, even in the old drawings that you saw in the Bomb books, was that your inspiration?
Well, it was Walter Murch's inspiration. He wanted to be as true to Bomb as possible with doing this one. He knew there was no point in trying to compete with Wizard of Oz because it was just too iconic. So he thought the thing to do is go back to the original and, you know, reinvestigate, take the new technology that we had now and try and bring it alive as closely as possible to what the author had intended with his books.
Do you find that people aren't really familiar with the source, that for most people The Wizard of Oz is Judy Garland and everyone, and that is
yes.
The disconnect that happened there?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I myself had to read the books while working on the production. I'll tell you, the thing they did on that we loved was they got us in a copy of The Wizard of Oz. Now, everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz 50 times, 60 times, because they show it every Christmas on TV.
Absolutely.
They used to when I was a kid here. I don't know now. But we got to see it at the studio cinema, you know, quite a nice place to show films. And it was the first time that I had seen it in all the times I'd seen it where it should be seen, which was in a cinema on a proper big screen. And it was as if you had never seen that movie before. You saw all the munchkins, but I never noticed all that stuff happening behind the munchkins there. You know, it's just the scale of it allowed you to see things in it that seeing it on the little screen you just didn't see.
What has Have you been amazed, as the rest of us, at the current resurgence of Admiral Akbar as a pop culture reference?
No, I knew I was great at the time. So. No, yeah, I mean, you had no idea. You're just doing your job when you're doing it. You don't have any idea how it's going to affect people down the line.
And I know you get it all the time probably, but I have to know. Was It's the Trap in the script, or is that you? It's a Trap.
No, it was in
definitely the script. In the script,
yes.
But brought to life by you in a way that no one else could possibly do. I get that.
Yeah. I get a lot of people asking me, you know, what did I mean when he was slumping down in his seat at the end of it? And the first thing I say is, oh, thank Christ, that's over. I can get out of this suit. But the truth was, I was trying to say, you know, that although we'd won the battle, I was feeling very bad about all the people that I had commanded into that battle who didn't come back with us.
Very deep, very deep. And of course, since we're talking dark territory, I have to move to Howard the Duck. Because not too recently, I showed this to my kids because trying to explain to my children that, oh yeah, a talking duck from a parallel dimension in our world, and they're like, no, I have to see this. I've understood that that was not exactly the best working conditions you've had, but did you at least have some fun with Howard the Duck at some point?
Oh, yeah, actual filming was great fun with doing it. Got to travel all over Northern California and work with Tim Robbins, who is absolutely wonderful. And
Tim Thompson's Robbins, no one remembers that he's in that movie, which is just so, I don't know if that's good
for
him.
Well, he was so young at the time, you probably wouldn't.
Very much so, very much so.
Yeah, I could tell he was going on to bigger and better things, though.
And I have to ask.
He was a man going places.
I have to ask, what was it like working with Jim Henson? Just the whole Jim Henson Studios, and I mean, you're
as I said, it was
Labyrinth and Dark Crystal. It's just amazing.
Great Muppet Caper, Muppet
exactly,
Christmas Carol.
All of them.
TV show. Yeah, it was the days of King Arthur's court. Jim had the ability to make every member of his company feel valued and worthwhile, and we all rewarded him. What he did basically was he found. I suppose you'd call them nerds now. People who didn't fit into the more normal mainstream of society. And he brought them into his family, and he treated them like family. And they rewarded him with it by giving him some of the best creative stuff that was happening anywhere at the time.
Is there any chance you'll be involved with the new Muppet movie that they're talking about doing? Because
only last Wednesday, I was asking Martin Baker, I said, yeah, you know, I love doing Dark Crystal. You know, I hear they're doing the another Dark Crystal and all that sort of thing. And he just sort of said, we'll see.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm on the other side of the pond, you know, it makes it more expensive than getting somebody closer to home.
So they don't like quality then? That's what it is? The bottom line? Oh, that's a shame. My last question for kids now, because there's more and more with puppets and with YouTube videos, and people can use this for anything. What is your advice for people if you want to be a puppeteer? What's the best way to do it?
Well, I think the future of puppetry is to go back to the origins of puppetry, and that's the live performance. I think you can't compete with CG. On a recorded level, so the one place the puppets can beat out CG every time is they can still be there when you're in front of them and in life, and they have a ability to convey emotions to people that no other art form really can do. So I would say to follow the live performance route, you know, go back to doing the bag puppet booth like I started my career with, and put your hat on the ground, and you'll be surprised how many people. I'd always say to him, I said, I'm putting my hat down. If you don't like this performance, don't put any money in it, because if you put money in it, I'm going to just keep doing it again. So,
outstanding. Well, thank you, sir, so much for talking to us. And please, anything you ever do again, let us all know, because you are so many characters to all of us. We'd love to see you work again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tim Rose, for sitting down and talking with us. And again, thank you to Jonja.net for having a wonderful place for us to work and bringing us out and helping us work there, and to ScreenGeeks.com for all of their hard work. Without them, none of this is possible. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. And please drop a note, won't you, to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynnsters, all of us at GeekRadioDaily.com.